unfortunate. You know, as a guy who's on the offense, the first thing you think about is what you could have done differently. You know, what we could have done as an offense to prevent this from happening. But, you know, with that being said, yeah, I mentioned after the game on Monday night that, you know, the bottom line is throughout the last 2 weeks, all that's happened, you know, we still sit where we are in first place with all of our goals in front of us. So we'll rally behind Pat. Obviously, having him in our room up to this point, we're pretty familiar with him. And, you know, now moving forward, we'll do everything we can to rally behind him to accomplish what we set out to accomplish at the beginning of the offseason.
When you assess the offense, what's the biggest priority right now to fix? I mean, there's a lot of issues.
It's just we got to get 11 guys to do their job on every play. We're not far off. As much as it seems when you sit back and watch as a whole, it's like, you know, it may seem that we're nowhere near where we need to be, but, you know, you go back and watch the tape of the first half of that game on Monday, and it's just it's one guy here or there, and we have the talent and we have the ability to go out and be a good offense. We've shown it to this point, but until we go out and get everybody on the same page each and every play, we'll never be able to sustain drives and get things going.
Knowing Pat as you do as the tight ends coach, mm-hmm. How might things be different under him? What any different philosophies?
No, I don't think so. I think, you know, Pat said it since he got here. The wheel was spinning pretty good, and he just wants to make it spin a little bit better. So I wouldn't imagine he'd come in and change a whole lot. You know, obviously he'll try to address the issues that we're having and, you know, try to find ways to fix those. But, you know, I would be very surprised if he came in and changed everything, know him as well as I do.
Norv was known as a tight end's best friend. I mean, what will you take away from your 2-3 years experiences with him?
You know, it was a pleasure and an honor to work under him. You know, he taught me so much in the 2.5-3 years that we were together. And, you know, he has a lot of knowledge of this game and a lot of knowledge of my position. So, being able to learn from him and learn under all the tight ends that he's had through his career, going back and watching all that tape, you know, he's definitely, you know, brought my game to a level that it wasn't before he got here. So, you know, I'm appreciative of that. And like I said at the beginning, it's unfortunate that this had to happen. I wish we could have done things a little differently to prevent it.
Have you guys had any indication that
you no, none. You know, my lift was at 11 this morning, and I was on my way a little early, going to get in the tub, and then found out when I got here. So, no indication.
How difficult is it making a midseason change like this, do you feel?
You know, when you're around this game long enough, you know, things don't surprise you as much as they may. So for us, it's Wednesday. Like, you know, we don't have a lot of time. Detroit comes here in 4 days, and we got to get back on track. So, you know, we don't have time to sit back and say what if or try to figure out what to do next. We got to get going on the Detroit Lions because, you know, they're right in the thick of our division as well, and they're going to want to come in here and get a win.
How did you find out? Sam Bradford said his wife had basically told him on social media before he even got here. How did you find out?
I had a few text messages on my way into work, and then, you know, obviously I found out official when the Vikings released their statement we got here this morning. So, you know, I had some indications on my way in, but then when I got into the building, I found out officially.
How do you think you guys could have prevented it?
Like I said, you know, we need to get all 11 guys to play better. You know, as a player, you know, you take the responsibility. It's not on coaches. You know, we're the ones out there. We're the ones that need to play better. So, you know, it's moving forward. We just got to get everybody to do their job. And, you know, we have the talent and ability to make that happen. You know, there just has to be a little bit more sense of urgency on our side of the ball to go out and execute. And when we execute and put points on the board early, as we've shown, we're really hard to beat with the defense that we have on the other side of the ball.
With where you guys stand, we're in good shape. There's a couple of bad games. Mm-hmm. Hit the panic button. This kind of feels panic button.
Yeah, I mean, I could ask all of you right now if all the adversity that we went through in August and September, if you said we could be 5-2 in first place to start November, yeah, I'm sure everybody would have taken it. So you can't lose sight of our goals that we have moving forward. And, you know, we just got to get back to work and try to right the ship.
How much do you feel it helps the transition that Pat Shurmur's already been an offensive coordinator with Bradford, both in St. Louis and Philly?
I think it helps the transition because Pat's been here with us as an offense, you know, through the first 8 weeks of the year. He knows what we do well. He knows what as an offense we like to do, and, you know, he kind of has a feel for how we play. So, you know, I'd imagine he'll just kind of get this thing rolling, and like I said before, you know, he just wants to continue to do what we've been doing, just get back to the things that we do well.
Is that an added bonus, though, all the time he's had with Bradford?
Well, absolutely.
Bradford's had some good seasons under him.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's always a bonus when you're familiar with coaches, or, you know, coaches familiar with players. So, you know, like I said, we're excited. It's Wednesday. We need to get to work on Detroit and make sure we get this thing headed in the right direction.
So other than the release, you don't know?